This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He's also the author, most recently, of the book Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. Dr. Kengor was with us a couple of weeks ago to talk about the premise of that book and the evidence behind his thesis. He's with us today to explain how he believes America was duped as recently as 2008 in that campaign. And Dr. Kengor, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, your show is excellent. Thank you.
Well, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, largely this book is documenting how Americans and certain American political leaders were duped by the socialist and communist movement, specifically out of the Soviet Union, for a number of decades. What is it that emanated out of the campaign in 2008 that makes you believe that Americans were duped in large numbers just a couple of years ago?
Well, basically, you had this really odd situation where President Obama, or Barack Obama, Senator Obama, was elected decisively, and he was elected decisively because moderates and independents, Greg, voted for him, very strong majority. And in fact, if you remember back, you know, that was the wild card going into that election. You know, how would the moderates and how would the independents vote? And to think that they would vote for a man who National Journal had ranked the year before the most liberal member of the Senate. Okay, this is someone to the left, according to National Journal, nonpartisan, very reputable, very good at these rankings, highly respected. A guy to the left of Barbara Boxer, all right, to the left of Ted Kennedy, to the left of Hillary Clinton, a guy who, when we first did this interview about Dupes, the book Dupes, a few weeks ago, I talked about his past. Obama had a mentor named Frank Marshall Davis, who, as I show in the book with the actual FBI documents, was an actual member of the Communist Party. I mean, Davis, I have his FBI file. His card number was 47544. His Communist Party card number is 47544. So, you know, this is somebody who had always been on the extreme left, possibly even, according to people who knew him around 1980, on the Marxist left, and who by 2007 was at least on the socialist left and still very far to the left. And here he comes in 2008, and he runs on a campaign of change, right? Just change. And all these, I shouldn't laugh. This is really quite sad. All these moderates and independents and traditional Democrats who come in and sort of project onto this change whatever they want. You know, they think that they're voting for another Jack Kennedy, another Harry Truman. And if anybody disagrees with that, well, it's an amazing thing, Greg. When Gallup and all the other people did their exit polls on November 4th, 2008, I mean, I always take these exit polls the next morning and go into my class at Grove City College and read the exit polls, and I expected to see a change in that number of Americans who identify themselves as conservative over liberal by a margin of 40 to 20, which they've been doing for decades now. I thought, okay, November 2008, they voted for this far-left guy, Obama. It's finally going to flip. It's not going to be 40 conservative, 2020 liberal. No, I got the data. It was 40% conservative, 20% liberal. It was unchanged. So you had this incredible situation of this electorate that goes into the polls, goes into the voting booth, votes for the most far-left guy we've probably had in the history of the presidency, and then walks out to pollsters and describes itself to pollsters as conservative by a margin of 2-1. So I would submit here that that those Americans were indeed duped to some degree. They were duped by this nebulous catch-all banner of change that they used to sort of project onto that whatever they wanted.
Do you think it was really that message, or was it just dissatisfaction with the party that at that point was in power, at least in the White House, and that was the Republicans?
Well, that's part of it, too. I mean, no question. I mean, there's definitely a number of factors. I mean, John McCain was seen as certainly, if you voted against McCain, it was like voting against George Bush, who was incredibly unpopular. I mean, Bush left with disapproval ratings that we hadn't seen since Harry Truman's presidency. That was part of it. The crash in the economy was also part of it. But you know, very interesting, Greg. I look in the book also at the group Progressives for Obama. And that's a group that was founded during the 2008 presidential campaign. There are only 94 members of the group. One of the four initiators was Tom Hayden. Tom Hayden had been the SDS founder, Students for a Democratic Society, in the 60s. He wrote the Port Huron Statement. He had been a communist. Jane Fonda was one of the 94 signers. Mark Rudd, the guy who was an SDS, the SDS head at Columbia, who was there at the Chicago Convention in 68, that they tried to sabotage the Democratic Convention, who was one of the founders of the Weathering Underground. These guys were all communists. In 2007, 2008, they formed this group called Progressives for Obama. And it's amazing to read the assessment of Mark Rudd in particular, right after Obama was elected. I'll just read the short quote here. Rudd wrote this: "Obama is a very strategic thinker. He knew precisely what it would take to get elected and didn't blow it. He knew what he had to say to basically play to the center, to not scare away centrists and crossover voters. He made it. He made it, right? And I agree with this strategy." That's what Mark Rudd said. And Rudd's views haven't changed a whole lot since the 1960s. He doesn't favor violence anymore. But, think about this, Greg. In 2008, the 60s radicals like Mark Rudd, Tom Hayden, and Jane Fonda finally found a Democrat that they could vote for. The Democratic Party, they hated JFK, they hated LBJ, Jimmy Carter was a born-again buffoon as far as they were concerned, the Clintons were too conservative for them, and now finally in 2008 they're like, hallelujah, the Democrats finally put forward somebody I can support, Barack Obama. And so just imagine their shock on November 4th, 2008, when they say, wow, the independents and moderates and traditional Democrats finally agree with me. This is a new day in America. So I would say that there was a real duping that did indeed occur in November 2008. And I think you're about to see November 2010 a corrective by a lot of these independents and moderates who finally shook their heads one day and went,
Last 30 seconds. Are you surprised that the president has not gone back towards the middle during this midterm campaign?
No, because he is who he is. He is a leftist ideologue. I don't mean that as name calling. That's as a matter of fact what he is. And we're really learning here. This is no Bill Clinton. I mean, this is a guy who is very far to the left, and we're seeing very clear affirmation of this. And Greg, he is willing to go over the cliff with the flag flying, and that's a sign of someone who is a political left zealot.
Very interesting analysis. Dr. Kengor, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, Greg.
Dr. Paul Kengor teaches political science at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. His latest book, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.